Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good morning. Thank you for speaking to us. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you. I love this. I love this I don't know. You tell us tell us the story.
Well, my mother actually worked for Levi's family. That's the gentleman in the picture. She told me that was last week, that they're going to be coming through to Mpumalanga, and I didn't believe her. So my mother told me that Levi Cohen was going to be coming through to Mpumalanga, which was last week, and I didn't believe that they were going to come through. And my mother actually worked for Levi Cohen's family.
Right.
It's a wonderful family.
Right.
So when they came, I didn't believe it. I was actually happy that they were coming, and my face actually lit up, and yeah. So they started,
and what did they come through to do, actually?
They were coming to do a garden for my mother, because we just recently moved to a new home. So we don't have much trees and gardens and fruit trees and all that. So they made a garden for us. It is beautiful. I love it. It is small, and they planted lettuce, cucumbers, carrots. It's beautiful.
It's just such an amazing idea. Is it Levi's passion? These gardens, these vegetable gardens, or whatever it would be, or was he just doing this because he just needed or wanted to do this for you?
It was a personal initiative. It's not his passion at all. When I asked him, he said to me he doesn't know much about it, because I thought that, you know, he normally does this. And he said, no, I'm not really good with this. You know, this is my first time doing it. So I must say.
I think that makes it even better. Because, wow, I mean, I could just imagine if I had to go. I mean, I pity the garden for somebody's home that I would have to do.
He actually looked like he knew what he was doing.
Did he?
I didn't believe him when he said that he doesn't know what he's doing.
Absolutely. Just love the story. Because it's connecting people, and it's connecting people all over the country. You know, it's not just sort of driving down the road and going to help somebody one, you know, public holiday or Sunday morning or whatever it is, you know, to leave Joburg, drive out to Mpumalanga, to bring everything with you, because you don't know what you're going to need or not.
Exactly. I strongly believe that what he did was actually, you know, it was an act of Ubuntu as well.
Absolutely.
You know? Levi's family is a great family, and they treat my mother and all of us as family. So him coming here, majority of people are probably going to be scared to come here due to the crime and whatnot, you know what I mean? Especially, this is the rural areas.
Right. Right. Well, I think this is absolutely awesome. And these are the stories. These are the stories that we should be talking about. You know, we see so much of the negativity on the news. And unfortunately, that's what sells. And that's what we get outraged and we talk about, and we get ourselves worked up about. But actually, these are the stories we should be getting worked up about. These are the stories we should be marching about, because this is what is in the hearts of, I believe, most South Africans.
I strongly believe that. In each one of us lies a beautiful, giving, and free-spirited person. It's the little thing that people do that would change a person's perspective about life, you know? And it might even change a person's life as well, you know?
Absolutely.
All we have to do is open our hearts and just take a step and give.
Yeah, incredible.
So I'm really happy. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm delighted that you posted it, because it really then just gives, you know, otherwise you could have celebrated this, you know, this kindness and this act within your own circle. But you didn't. You put it out there, which means that we can talk about it. We can be inspired. Our listeners can be inspired by it. And I think that's exactly what it is that we need right now. Katie, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you
really,
so much.
Really appreciate it.